Grace Podcast, helping women reclaim their power and identity so they will know they are enough. And today I am bringing episode 135 to you, 6 things that happen when the spirit of manipulation uses you as supply. And before we get started, I want to give a shout out to Timothy Horton, who brings our intro and outro music every week. And I also want to give a shout out to all of you listeners who've been faithful to me over the last little bit over 3 years. And I just want to let you know that I appreciate you and that I hope that your hearts and minds and souls are able to stay in tune to this message and see what the Lord has for you. And without further ado, here is today's message. Facebook friends, I have another Chatting with Coach Tina session for you today. And today's message is entitled, 6 Things That Happen When the Spirit of Manipulation Uses You for Supply. Now, normally when I speak of the spirit of manipulation, I am discussing toxic individuals in general. For today's intent of purposes, when I speak of the spirit of manipulation, I am discussing a relationship that you are having with a narcissist. So let's get started. Okay. So first of all, I want to ask you, what is a power supply? Okay. A power supply is a unit that provides power to all of the components that are living inside of a computer, so to speak. You've got your motherboard, you've got your video card, sound card. They rarely use floppy drives anymore, hard drives, DVD-ROM drives, etc. So all of those are components that normally live inside of a computer. And when it comes to a power supply, it's very important that the correct voltage is used. They come in either where you can set it to 120 volts or you can set it to 240 volts, depending upon what country you are living in. And then some power supplies come with an option that is entitled automatic switching. What does automatic switching mean? Okay. It means just the way it sounds. It auto selects the best voltage depending upon the wattage that each of the components inside of the computer are giving out. Okay. And sometimes there are issues with computers where the computer starts locking up, slowing down, it's smelling like something's burning, or it just starts shutting down on its own, okay? And a lot of times when this happens, it is a power supply issue, okay? And in this case, what you have to end up doing, you disconnect one component at a time, okay? Each of these internal components to figure out what is the problem that's going on, what's causing it to overheat, okay? You could have, inside of a computer case, you got different slots, right? And when you take a sound card or video card and you put in those different slots, each of those slots have a voltage, a maximum voltage. So if you've got something in there and it's running too hot, you might need to pull one of those cards out and get one with a lower voltage installed. Okay. So I just want to remind you, the topic today is six things that happen when the spirit of manipulation is using you for supply. So when you leave a computer running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, guess what's going to happen? You run the risk of having an electrical fire, okay? It's going to end up powering down. You got this energy that's constantly being drawn to it without there being any rest on the part of the power supply. And then you don't have any rest on the part of the peripherals that's inside of the computer, right? And I know of one case where one computer technician told me, I was working at this one particular company some years ago, that his whole motherboard inside of the desktop caught on fire. Okay. Now let's move over, shift just a little bit. God gave us the Holy Spirit to operate as our power supply. Okay. The moment we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, the Holy Spirit is indwelling inside each and every one of us. He is our constant power supply. So what are the specific roles of the Holy Spirit? He teaches us, counsels us, convicts us, informs us, corrects us, and empowers us. And in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Okay. So in order for us to live an abundant life and for us to thrive in general, we have to nourish our souls on a daily basis. And failure to nourish our souls leave us in the same state of that computer that's been running 24/7 every day of the week, no break. Our souls have suffered spiritual fire and become spiritually burned out. Galatians 5:17 says, for the flesh is lusting after the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Being used for worldly desires instead of that of God leads to a battle of the spirit against the flesh. Now, the power supply inside of a computer, we're going back a little bit. I'm going to go back and forth, okay? And you'll see what it is the Lord gave me. So the power supply inside of a computer, we got a switch on the back of it, right? If you're looking on the back of a desktop, there's a switch. You flick the switch one way, it enables that power supply to be used. So when you push the power button on the front of the desktop, the computer comes on. Then when you flick it the other way in the back, you flick that switch. Then that turns the power supply off. So no matter how many times you're pushing that button in the front of the desktop, nothing's happening because the switch is off. Okay. So I'm going to remind you again, we're talking about six things that happen when the spirit of manipulation uses you for supply. When you're in a relationship with a narcissist who has a spirit of manipulation residing inside of them, you are unknowingly signing up to become their power supply, okay? In 1 John 2:26 to 27, it says, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. So just like the power supply of the computer has two switches, with two modes, okay? In a relationship with a narcissist, you have a switch and there are two modes to your switch, okay? God created us to be used as vessels for his work. And we can be the hands and feet of Jesus. As the scriptures say, when we're running through the highways and byways and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world, we were not created to be the Holy Spirit for anyone. Okay? Reminder again, we're talking about the six things that happen when the spirit of manipulation uses you for supply. Number one, your emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical resources are all being used up. Although the narcissist may want you to function as the Holy Spirit, he only wants the power part, okay? He wants the power part of your spiritual energy. He doesn't want the teaching, the correction, the convicting, the counseling, or the informing. Unlike a computer supply power unit, you cannot unplug one device from your soul and then continue to allow the rest of your power supply to be used for your partner. What happens is that you are in a constant overheating and spiritual burnout mode. Mode one of your switch, okay? You are a worshiper. You are expected to be in constant admiration mode for your partner. Oh, baby, you are so handsome. You look so good. Oh, those clothes look so nice on you. They so dope. I love your haircut. Your shoes look so good. Everything about you is good. Okay. Now think about it. There is such thing as called a love language. And some people's love language is words of affirmation. Okay. But there's no words of affirmation. There's no amount of words of affirmation. No individual going to be doing this every day, all day long. It's just not practical. And I can see if it's nothing normal about this as far as what their expectations are in this situation. You know, you might say, well, baby, I love the way you took care of the kids while I was sick. Or I love the way you took care of the kids while I was working. But this all day, every day, all day long, 24/7, admiring your partner. You know that that's not practical, okay? And this reminds me of the See and Say toys my cousins and I would play with as kids, where you pull the string and it keep on, you pull the string and it keep going, and you pull the string and keep on going. And then next thing you know, your mother's like, if you don't turn that thing off, I'm sick of hearing it. Okay? So think about it. No individual can go and just keep admiring a person every day, all day long. Okay? It's just not practical. But this is what you are required to do as supply, okay? Which brings us to number two. The second thing that happens when the spirit of manipulation is using you as supply, you cross the lines into idolatry. The only person we are supposed to be who is worthy of getting this kind of praise, okay? Who we're supposed to be praising is God. You are holy, 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 holy. Is God Almighty, as it says in the scriptures, who was and is to come. But we've literally transferred this over to man, okay? And God tells us in his word that if we don't worship him, okay, if we don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. The rocks will literally do it. When you are worshiping your partner on a constant basis, you are providing them with power. Now, I want you to go back in your mind. Think about the commercial. You see the Energizer Bunny, right? And you always see him going and going and going. You see him with the batteries in there, okay? So picture your partner as the bunny. You are the Energizer batteries, okay? You are the way that they keep going and going and going. In order for them to keep going and going and going, you have to keep charging them up, okay? Except there's no time for you to stop and recharge your battery. That's the problem. Now I want you to think about the Energizer Bunny again, okay? So I want you to imagine yourself having this toy, okay? You go to the store, you are buying 15, 16 packs of AA batteries, okay? You buy the checkout line, you're buying 15, 16 packs of AA's, okay? That way you're making sure that you're going like the commercial, you got this toy, that it keeps going and going, right? Okay. Now, because you can't run out, it cannot run out. Each pack of batteries is one person being used as a power supply. Remember that. Okay. So because of the need for constant supply, your partner uses each person that they're in relationship with as a battery pack. Okay. You are a pack of batteries. Each child is a pack of batteries. Each friend, each co-worker, each brother in Christ slash ministry partner each person that they've come in close contact with and have disarmed and have told them all their business, each person is a pack of batteries, okay? None of the batteries are useless though, right? So then the batteries get labeled. You got pack one, pack two, pack three. Remember I told you got 15 packs of, you got 15, 16 packs of batteries. So each one is labeled, okay? And they're labeled according to each individual and where and when they're going to be used, okay? The bunny determines the numbering order, okay? So think about this. The bunny is saying, I just had a conversation with pack number two. So they've got pack number two inside of them and they're all pumped up. So they go and meet up with another person, okay? They take pack number 12 batteries with them. They go and meet up with another person. Person number 12 has pumped them up. They take pack number two out and switch it and put pack number 12 in there and keep going and going and going, okay? And so they switched because the new person they've talked to has given them a new boost of energy. So that's who they're going with now. As the romantic partner, it appears to be confusing. This whole switching out battery packs, that appears to be very confusing, and it invokes insecurity and jealousy, okay? So the first question that would come out of the mouth of the partner would be, why are you doing things with that person, with your coworker, your ministry partner, et cetera, friend that you're not doing with me? And although it may appear like this, each battery pack is not only used as an energy boost of a Holy Spirit energy boost, but they are also used to create drama and make other people jealous. Okay. So it's two purposes of that power supply. The battery packs are used to give energy / power. And the second one is to create drama and make people jealous. Okay. And how was this done? Through texting, in-person conversations, discussions, emails, social media, et cetera, by mentioning the other battery packs that are sitting in their drawer. They're all labeled, okay? They're sitting in there and the bunny is admiring all these different battery packs that are lined up in the drawer, okay? All the other numbers are used to make you jealous. And there are statements like, oh, well, baby, you need to bump up your game. I have all these battery packs sitting here admiring and waiting for me to use them. I can remove you and replace you with someone else, okay? Everyone involved with this person are members of a production. The part that is troubling is that no one auditioned for the part. No one, okay? And once you've realized realized what's going on, you realize, okay, I'm in a drama class in college. Having a come to Jesus moment in regard to this does not take away your pain. You are still going to be in pain from this revelation that I'm just an object that's being used, okay? I'm just part of a production / theatrical performance, but it does not lessen your pain. And even though you did not audition for the part, you might as well have, because you served as worshiper of man rather than worshiper of God. And in scripture, God tells us, I am a jealous God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now, sometimes to make sure that the battery pack is functioning the way that it should, your partner will go out and buy things to gift to you and the other people that he is in relationship with to create the admiration that they need to keep going, okay? It might look like even sometimes lending out expensive things like their car and their electronics, things that people would normally not lend out, it would be lent out. And it's all for the purpose of being able to be pumped up so people can say, wow, what a kind-hearted individual. Oh, my word. I just couldn't imagine having, you know, doing life without you, that type of thing. And so this could be not just with your romantic partner, whoever you're in relationship with, although I'm using the romantic partner for an example. It could be your friend that's a narcissistic person. It can be your ministry partner. It could be family. It could be coworkers. It could be anybody you're in relationship with. Everybody is fair game. And then when it comes to church and ministry, a lot of times where the narcissism comes into play, it will look like that particular person who has a spirit of manipulation volunteering for more than one ministry in order to receive the supply from others. Oh, you're such a wonderful Sunday school teacher. Man, I don't know what it is we would do without you. What a difference you're making in men's ministry. Oh, my goodness, you're signing up to be in charge of the men's retreat, and you're working with the youth, and you're singing in the choir, and you're on the deacon board. Okay. And then what happens is that in the ministry, churches, and jobs, the people who are giving all of this, the accolades to this person, so to speak, does not know about the situations of sabotage that's going on behind the scenes. This individual with the spirit of manipulation is literally stealing other people's ideas, stealing their work. They are setting up situations where they can be savior of the day in order to get that supply coming in. And sometimes the situation could be as simple of, I know I've had one situation where a person was hiding parts at work in order to be the savior of the day. Well, look what I found. So hiding them just to go find them and come out and get the supply. And I know it's hard to wrap your mind around it. You would hope that you would never have to deal with this in life. This is becoming more and more prevalent. And the scripture said that it would, okay? And the thing about it, like I said, a lot of times you don't realize the sabotage. People are going behind your back, going to the pastors and spiritual leaders, sabotaging you all for the sake of getting this battery pack. When you look at it that way, the Energizer Bunny and the batteries. And how many of you know that when we're living our lives, we are all flawed individuals. None of us are going to be sin free. So it's going to be at some point that somebody is not going to be praising us every day, all day long. It's just not practical, right? There are going to be times when we need to give constructive feedback / criticism, okay, to others. And it brings me to number three, because as I said, we've been talking about six things that happen when a spirit of manipulation uses you for supply. And number three is the second role that you play as power supply is that of a one down position. And one down position means you sign up to be devalued. That's the other side of your switch. That's the other mode you function in, that of being devalued. A person with the spirit of manipulation does not welcome any kind of criticism, good or bad. And this is why you're playing the role of the one down position. The one pound position means that you have invited a spirit of condemnation to come in against you, and the narcissist uses it, okay, by belittling you and keeping you at a level that's lower than them. So your question might be, how in the world am I belittled? Talking about you in any and every way that they can. Your weight, your hair, your clothes, your insecurities, anything and everything is up for grabs. And all of this is the information that you have given them in the beginning when you met them and they disarmed you. You've told them everything, and that's what they're using to put you down. And so when you are in relationship with this type of person, it's at work, church, ministry, et cetera, especially with church and ministry, it looks like, oh, I got higher level spiritual gifts than you. I know more than everybody else. Okay. And it looks like talking about how much better their kids are than yours, their house, computer, cars, exclusive clubs, jobs, the list goes on and on and on. Everything that they have and that they do is better than you. So it don't matter if you're a romantic partner, friend, ministry partner, coworker, whatever. Everything that they do is better than you. They're going to find a way in this one down position, right, on that switch to make you feel less than them. And then on the other side of that coin with the spirit of manipulation, they're going to use those same areas to enjoy victimhood. So one side of the coin means, okay, I'm better with my kids, my church, my job, my club, my car, my computer, house, whatever is better than you. But the other side of the coin is mine is all worse than yours. But they're glorying in that and using that for victimhood, if that makes any sense. I have the worst this, that, and the other is the other side of that coin. And in that way, they bring in supply as well, because then people, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. All of this is happening to you. I'm so sorry. So it brings supply in that way as well. And that brings us to number four. Your soul is going to be in a never-ending conflict as long as you are in a relationship with this person, because God has created us to be free. Serving in someone's power supply, aka the Holy Spirit, means you are not free. There is only a take relationship. There is no give and take. And any relationship that you are in where people are only taking from you and taking from you and taking from you, that's a one down relationship. Okay? It's always going to feel like something's off. All right? And you think about the book, The Giving Tree. The next thing you know, everything was taken. The only thing the tree had left was the stump. That's it. Okay? And what would happen with you, the only thing you're going to have left is a shell. The operating system has been corrupted and it needs to be restored. And so on the front of your screen, the message says, reinstall Windows. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And that brings us to number five. The fifth thing that happens when the spirit of manipulation is using you as power supply. Number five is there's an insatiable hole residing in that individual with the spirit of manipulation. Even with multiple power supplies and those two modes on the switch that can be used, it will never be enough. God created us to find our enoughness and get it provided through Him. Unfortunately, this particular person with the spirit of manipulation lacks the ability to recognize this. And unfortunately, the only way that they can interact with individuals is through usury. It might sound harsh, but they said, the scripture tells us, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. They do not understand how to have relationships. They only know how to, they only understand how to use people, okay, as objects for their gain. That's it. And in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, it says, what? Know ye not that the Spirit is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And that brings us to number six, and that's the final one. The final thing that happens when a spirit of manipulation uses you as supply. The ultimate surge of power for this individual with the spirit of manipulation is when they discard you. When you discard something, it means that you feel you no longer have a need for. They do not provide any value for you anymore. It's the same thing that happens to you when all of a sudden, like all the power has been drained out of your supply unit and you're discarded, thrown away in the garbage like a broken toy. Your partner had already been on the lookout for another power supply. Okay? They'd already gone back to the store, to the grocery store, grabbed another pack of batteries, labeled it, found those batteries right there by the checkout line, labeled it, paid for it, labeled it, took it home and put it in the drawer. The thing to remember in this situation is that if you are not intentional, when you decide to leave this relationship, if you're not intentional about reclaiming your power and identity so that you know you're enough, you're signed up as a backup battery supply. And the backup battery supplies are supplies. Those are units that's used for computer servers. And those things are heavy. I know one time I went to go pick it up and I could have almost gave myself a hernia. It looks so small, but that thing weighs so much. And guess what? It's going to weigh so much on you if you sign up for that system, because that system is what the narcissist calls hoovering. When you sit there in the drawer, which the battery backup is too heavy to go in the drawer, you'll be in the closet somewhere, but you are there in case the new power supply does not work out. Okay? You will never be considered as a candidate for a backup battery supply once you reclaim your power and identity, and then you're refusing to allow the spirit of distraction to come in. And if you want to know what happens when the spirit of distraction comes in and it meets up with the spirit of manipulation, check out my previous video on that one. Remember, you are already enough. You don't have to be used up and left with a drained battery in order to figure that out. Jesus' death on the cross already sealed the deal for you. Reclaim your power and your identity. Grab your keys to the kingdom and get your inheritance. God bless you, and until next time. Sharing all of that, you took the price to give me that life, and now it's never gonna fade away. When I see I need more of Him, He whispers the sweetest of mercies upon my ears, and I won't go back the way it was again, 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 and now. A valley of grace where things would change. I've seen the lights of for me.